Good morning, everybody. In the wine industry's never-ending quest to put as much alcohol into our bloodstreams as possible, they recently came up with a great chop that you can make alcohol ices. So the Bartonura company now sells ices that you can buy that it's just frozen Bartonura wine. So I've gotten the shayla three times already where people said, can we use ices for Kiddush? Are we allowed to take the Bartonura ice pops and say Kiddush on them? So I thought that was an interesting shayla. So first issue that has to be discussed is how exactly do we define beverage? Because one has to say Kiddush on wine or at least Chamar Medina, but fundamentally the item that you say Kiddush on has to be a beverage. You cannot say Kiddush on something, certainly not L'chadchila. You're not allowed to say Kiddush on something that's a food. It's got to be something that's a beverage. So there is a discussion in Poskim about whether something like ice cream, for example, is considered a beverage or a food. The Stipler is quoted in Sefer Makara Bracha and Siman Zayin since it starts as a solid when you put it in your mouth and then it melts only once it's in your mouth, that it's dino kamachal, that it has the din of a food and not the din of a drink. However, the Deber Tzina Rav in Be'er Moshe Chelgal of Siman Yer Aleph and Rav Yashiv quoted in the Sefer Mezos HaBracha hold that ice cream and the like has a din of a mashke, that it has a din of a liquid, that it has a din of a beverage, not the din of a food. Interestingly, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is mechalik between ice cream and ices. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that ice cream is a meichel, ices are a beverage. Why the difference? So in the Sefer Valo Lo Yibol, he points you to a Gemara. He says that the Gemara refers to yayin karush, to congealed wine, as yayin, that it's apparently still considered a yayin, even if it's congealed. My nafkamina, whether it's congealed or it's frozen, so the same thing over there as well. In fact, the Gemara refers to that in two different contexts. In Mesach HaSukkah and Daf Memtes, as well as Mesach Me'ilah and Daf Yeralif, it talks about the residue that's remaining in the drain pipes of the Mizbeach, by the Shisin of the Mizbeach, which were cleaned out and burnt once every 70 years. But then also in Sukkah Daf Yud Beis and in Sota Daf Mem Chesen Beis, at the very end of the Gemara Sota, it says, Mishachar of Mikdash Rishon, Batol Yayin Karush Habami Shanir Hadomali Igul Dvela, that there was a certain type of Yayin Karush which would come from Har Hermon, where the mountains are snow capped. Maybe it's actually referring to frozen, that was like Igul Dvela, was thick, and yet it's still called wine. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, according to the Sefer Valo Lo Yibol, you see that wine in a solid form is still called Yayin. So those are the some of the shitas, right? You have the Stipler who says that it has a din of a solid because when you put it in your mouth, it's a solid. You have the Rav Yashiv and the Deber Tzina Rav who all that it has a din of a liquid, that even ice cream has a din of a liquid, called the Chomer ices. And you have Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that distinguishes between ice cream and ices. Rav Shechter has in Beik Ve'atzon in Simin Vav Ostalid, a whole discussion about how to be magdir, what's called a beverage and what's called a meichel, what's called a mashke, and he says it does not depend on the consistency of the food. He says if you were to take a whole bunch of vegetables and put them in a blender, that does not make a beverage, that is still food. I mean, if you take any food that you have, you take your dinner of salmon and quinoa and you put it in a blender and somehow it turns out as a salmon quinoa smoothie, that's still food, that's still not a mashke, because no one drinks that as a beverage. If you're not having it betoras beverage, then it's not a beverage. He says it's kimat mefurish like this in Tosos and Masechah Shabbos, where Tosos talks about milk from a woman, that it does not have a din of a mashke, that even though chalav isha is a mashke, it does not require hechsher, but by the chalav al pi adad is machsher the other chalav, because since it's what the tinok is yonek from, it's the ma'achalo shel tinok. It has a din of a meichel, it doesn't have the din of a mashke when it comes to a tinok. And that's what Rav Shechter says. If you have soup is not a beverage, even though it's liquid, but soup is a food. It's eaten as a food and not as a beverage. That was the problem that Rav Shechter raised with what the Kasher Glover Gaon justified the minhag of Hasidim to make kiddush on schnapps. That the Kasher Glover Gaon said, how could they make kiddush on such a tiny amount of schnapps? It's so much less than a revius. He said, no, shir revius is only for a beverage, but for a meichel, you only need shir kezayis. So those little shot glasses are a kazayas. That's what Rav Yitzchak from the Gaon suggested. So Shachter pointed out, yeah, but then he's shooting himself in the foot, because if you say that it's not a beverage, then you can't make kiddush on it for sure, because if to be chamar medina, it at the very least has to be a beverage. This has nafkaminas not only in hilchos kiddush, but it also has nafkaminas in hilchos brachos. What is the bracha rishona on frozen grape juice or frozen wine? Is it a bar priyah gafen or is it a shahakol? It's totally on this very issue. Rabbi Forst Shlita in his sefer on hilchos brachos writes that frozen grape juice or wine at least might have lost the status of wine once it was turned into a solid food, and therefore one should not say bar priyah gafen on frozen grape juice or wine. One should say a shahakol. It also has nafkaminas in bracha achrona, because Shulchan Aruch paskins that when you, in order to say bracha achrona, a person, if they're eating, needs to eat a kazayis b'kedei achilas pras, and the amount of time it would take to eat a pras. But if you're drinking, in order to say bracha achrona, you need to drink a revius b'kedei shtias revius, and the amount of time it would take to drink a revius. So if it's a beverage, you only have the very small shear of kedei shtias revius. If it has a din of a meichel, then you have the longer shear of kedei achilas pras. Even how to measure kedei achilas pras is a major machlokas. Right? There's a possibility the Minchas Chinuch raises the Minchas Chinuch paskins in Mitzvah Reish Yud Gimel that when it comes to measuring kedei achilas pras, it's called meichel meichel lefi mashahu, that each food is measured separately based on the way it's eaten. So a shear kedei achilas pras of matzah is going to be a lot longer than a shear kedei achilas pras of lechem, because matzah is much harder to digest and to chew. Bir Lachas is not that way, but that's the way the Minchas Chinuch paskins. That's the way I've heard of Shachter paskin as well. So one could argue that if you're eating the ices, even though it takes longer than the amount of time it would take to drink a revius, but it's as long as it takes to drink ices of a revius. So as long as you're eating it straight, then you would be chayv in bracha achrona. This also relates to another halacha. There's a third nafkamina halacha. Can you use it for kiddush? What's the din in brachos, both rishona and bracha achrona? And also, what's the shear of bittul when it comes to stam yenam? Rav Shechter writes that the Rav Moshe points out that blended whiskey, Rav Moshe holds meikar adin as long as it's bottled b'shisha, because stam yenam is bottled b'shisha when it's mixed with another mashke. So Rav Shechter points out, yeah, but that's not going to work if you hold that whiskey has a din of a meichel and not a mashke, because no one drinks it as a beverage. People treat it less like a beverage and more like a food. They drink it when they want to get into a certain state of mind, but not because they're thirsty. No one says, it's such a hot day, I'm thirsty, I could really use a scotch. That's not, it's not treated like a beverage, and therefore the sheer bittel when it comes to stam yenam would be shishim, not shisha. So it would be enough kamina for that as well in terms of what the sheer bittel is. Another issue that comes up with these wine ice pops is that they may not be the proper sheer. They may not be revias. I just went online and looked at the size of the package that they sell them in, and it's 100 milliliters. So the Mishabura writes in Tav Pei Vav that a revias is a kabeitza and a half. What does that translate into? So Grachna holds that it's 86 grams, which is 3 ounces. The Chazon Ish holds that it's 150 grams, 5.3 ounces, and Ramesha is somewhere in between 3.3. So it's not abundantly clear. Certainly you're not going to have a Chazon Ish shita of Shir Revius in these pops. They probably sell them in different sizes, though, so I can't be... The another thing I thought of, and I'm not sure what to do with this, is that the Asar Dvarim Nemru B'Kol Shel Bracha, the Gemara says that there are all sorts of dinim of a Kol Shel Bracha. You don't have a kos; it's in a foil or plastic wrappings. So that's not a kli b'chlal. So you could dump it into a kli. But l'chari, you have that problem as well. So it would seem that for all of these reasons, it's at the very least not ideal. I'm not sure whether it has a din of a beverage or not. I think it's a suffix. Because I'm not sure, even according to Rav Shechter's definition, I haven't asked him yet, he's right there, I'll ask him, but even according to his definition, how do people take ices? Do they take ices as a beverage or not? Well, it depends. What are you looking for out of a beverage? Refreshing? Yes. Wetting your mouth? Yes. But to just hydrate or to quench a thirst probably doesn't do that. So it's not abundantly clear to me whether it would have a din of a beverage or not. But there are enough other problems. The bigger shaila is, what if your only two choices are chamar medina or that? Right. So what would you use? I don't know. So that's a judgment call. If one only has that or chamar medina, something the poskim have to look into. Okay. Everyone have a great day. Thank you.